Now, Psalm 119, verse 28. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. Amen. Heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. Amen. Amen. My soul melteth for heaviness. Now, heaviness is a spiritual word for discouragement and depression and anxiety and psychological dips in mood, alterations in mood. Discouragement is one of the top enemies of, what do you call it, the church and of pastors. Discouragement. Many pastors, if not most, are discouraged. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. In other words, you become weaker because of your discouragement. You become weaker because of your discouragement. Discouragement comes from not seeing what you thought you would see. That is why I started with, you shall not fail, and what is failure? If you go by what people say, you will see yourself as a failure very soon. Yes, and you'll be discouraged. Now, when it comes to discouragement, you can be more or less prone to discouragement, depending on who you are. Some brothers are really prone to discouragement. He shall not be discouraged. He shall not be discouraged. You have to learn to ward off the discouragement that comes from assessing yourself often too quickly. One of the reasons why we get discouragement comes is you assess yourself too quickly. You know, there's a saying, a watched pot never boils. If you keep watching the pot to see if it will boil, it doesn't boil. It's like watching your weight. Every day you weigh, every day you weigh, every day you weigh. You never see it going down. Then one day out of the blue, you check your weight or you find out that your dress is loose. And you say, wow, wahoo, things have changed. So you need to overcome depression and discouragement, because it's one of the strong forces that comes against us as we serve the Lord. Looking at yourself will always discourage you. Because when you look at yourself, ooh, what do I see? How many are not so happy when you look in the mirror, like just the mirror? Oh, this side are not happy, but this side are very happy with what you see in the mirror. This side are very happy with what you see in the mirror. Hey! Wow. When you see yourself in the mirror sometimes, you say, wow. Is that me? It is you. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 12, it says, heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. Amen. Heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. Amen. So when you are experiencing heaviness, your heart stoops. Now, I have experienced waves of discouragement. Waves of discouragement. Comes, goes. Comes, goes. Comes, goes. Many times I've been unhappy, discouraged, distressed. Distressed. It's a normal event in the pilgrimage of your soul. Yes, discouragement. If you've never been discouraged, you are probably not. I preached a message recently, people are not people. And you are probably one of the people who is not a people. That's why you've never experienced discouragement. Yes. If you are in this world, you will sometimes go through severe discouragement, missiles, where your heart is stooping. You are wondering. People are moving on. Look at my situation. Ah! How many have felt that before? Yeah. Hey, I'm surprised. A lot more people have experienced that before. When I said my own, then you also said yours. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Now, Second Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation. Now, some are being comforted right now as I'm preaching. Now, why does he comfort us? That we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble. When you take out sacrifice, the cross, Jesus Christ from the church, you are left with something funny, which we can't recognize what it is. You can't leave your girlfriend. You can't leave your boyfriend. You can't take up your cross. You can't stop being a homosexual. You can't stop going for an anus instead of a vagina. You can't stop all these things. That's all God wants you to do. And you can't do it. You've not understood Christianity. To take up your cross and to suffer for God is one of the key principles of being a Christian. And many people realize that the church is the church. Before you realize, you can't even imagine who is preaching. Anybody will be preaching. Who does anything?
Yeah.
Who does anything? He'll be up there preaching. You see all characters preaching.